Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
There. Working.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe Krishna Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe Krishna Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, hey, how are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Radhe 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 Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe Krishna Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Giridhari Shyam Hari Murari Giridhari Shyam Hari Murari Shyam Pyari Govardhana Dhari Shyam Pyari Shyam Pyari Govardhana Dhari Shyam Pyari Giridhari Shyam Giridhari Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai, Jai Shri Radhe.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Govardhan. Old places, old faces. There are no more karmic traces. We are now in the Radha Krishna races. This is Giri Govardhan. And Harivamsa Purana tells some nice thing about the dialogue between Krishna and his father. Because everyone knows here, of course, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill to protect the Vrijvasis. And all of us also. Krishna lived in Govardhan Hill to protect Vrijvasis and all of us. So we've come here to beg for protection because we're in Maya, isn't it? Maya is everywhere because we're in Mahamaya. This is the land of Mahamaya. So we can't escape this Maya only by the grace of Guru Gauranga, Goswamis, Giriraj and Govinda. Guru, Shri Guru Ki, Jai. Then Goswamis, Hai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan, Yo Hoiti Bignash Abhishtapuran, Shri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Sad Goswami Vrindavan Dhamma Ki, Jai. Vigna Vinashan, what is a Vigna? A Vigna is Vikshep, distraction. Our mind is not fixed on the holy name. So that's a Vigna. It's unwanted. It's a distraction. Big shape. Oh, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, wife, Hare Krishna. Oh, husband. Oh, Hare Krishna. Oh, marriage. Yes, no, maybe. No. Oh, yeah. No marriage, and then you see something. So this mind is going like this. So we've come to Giriraj. He said, Giriraj, you're very heavy. You're very heavy. So I need some heavy protection. Because Maya is very heavy. So let's just see what kind of things we have collected over here. Of course, many of you and I have all been sitting together going around with this for a few years, and I'm starting to realize that I'm running out of material here, like new material. But I realize also that everything is like eternally new in the spiritual world. So some of these pastimes, I mean, I've been taking yatras for 20 years, so to me they seem like I've told them a few times. But this one is something new that we found. Because Nanda Maharaj, he was having this yajna to Indra in autumn season. There are 4 months in the rainy season, one is autumn. So he was having this yajna. Nanda Maharaj wanted to worship Indra because Indra is giving rain. So he's our protector, he's our benefactor, he's giving us rain, he's important to us, we should worship him and show our gratitude and our respect. But Krishna, he preached to him, he said, actually, we have to consider something here. Because Nanda Maharaj was saying, we depend on the rains for our livelihood. Therefore, during the rainy season, which is October, November, is the last month in the rainy season, actually, 4 months, is the right time to worship Lord Indra, the controller of the rains. Then Krishna replies, how old was Krishna at this time when he lifted Govardhan Hill? 7 years old. So he knows a lot of philosophy. He says to his father, he says, listen, you're saying that our benefactor, we depend on the rains, and our benefactor is Indra because he gives us the rains. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something about Varnashram Dharma. What are the duties and relationships and interactions of the Varnas and Ashramas? So he said, the means of livelihood is different for different types of Varnas. Like, for example, the Vaishyas. Some Vaishyas, their livelihood for farmers is agriculture. For businessmen, they're also Vaishyas, is trading and commerce. But what about we? We're coward people. We're gopis and gwals. We're considered also Vaishyas, but we're in a special category of Vaishyas. We're called Abhira. Abhira. Abhira means that we don't do agriculture. We don't specifically trade. We don't buy goods from somewhere else and trade them. We do bartering. We do bartering. What we have with us, what we produce from the cows, we barter, we give that in exchange, but it's not really a business. So who is our actual supporter? Who do we depend on? And then Krishna says, listen, Father, we have no house. We have no place. We're wandering here and there like nomads. We depend on the forests. Because half the time we're in the forest. Vrindavan, Bahulavan. We're moving in the forest. We depend on the forest. And we depend on the rivers, the forest, the trees, and the mountains. The mountains are so much important for us. What do we have to do with Indra? Indra's putting rain in the ocean. Or we go to the forest and we go under the big trees in the scorching sun. So all our cows stand under the Bandiravan, under the banyan tree of Bandiravat. So our benefactors are the trees of Vrindavan. We should worship the trees of Vrindavan. We should worship the mountains of Vrindavan, and we should worship the forests of Vrindavan. Because those are our benefactors. This was Krishna's line of logic. Very interesting. So his father said, actually, you're right. We are getting all of our benefit is coming from these mountains. And Krishna said, yes. He says, we're just wandering with our animals, our cows, our buffaloes, and our goats. Our means of life. What is our means of livelihood? A Vaishya's means of livelihood is commerce, trade, money, or farming, agriculture. Our means of livelihood is our cows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. It's our cows. And our cows depend on the forests, and our cows depend on the trees, and our cows depend on the hills. What do we need for Indra? So he said, you say we get so many benefits, Baba, from the mercy and gifts of Indra, therefore he's our worshipable protector. I disagree. We benefit from the cows, the forests, and the mountains. Therefore they are our benefactors and protectors. So we should rather worship the cows in the mountain. Especially Giri Govardhan, because Giriraj, he's the Raj, he's the biggest of all the mountains in Vrindavan. We should worship him. Giriraj, Dharanaki. So this was a nice dialogue. I thought this was an interesting point. Now, Krishna is saying, why did Krishna worship the cows during the Govardhan Puja? Why did he worship Govardhan Hill? And the Brahmins. The Brahmins are part of always to be worshipped because they represent God on earth. So this is his idea. So then it describes the offering. That this is from Harivamsa Purana. Is that in Russian? Not yet, I don't think. Harivamsa Purana, not yet. It says that the canals and lakes were full of milk. There were whole lakes full of milk. Like, see, this is a lake behind us, a pond or a lake. Now it's full of water, but they were full of milk. And all the canals and nalis, they're all full of milk. There were unlimited pots full of grains, huge containers of yogurt with thick cream on the top. You know, cream, it's nice. And the rice was cooked. The rice was cooked and stacked in mountains. Mountains of rice. Can you imagine? Hundreds and hundreds of kilos of rice. Maybe thousands of kilos. Kut means mountain. Kut. Anukut. And ana means grains. Mountains of rice. And then Krishna, of course, they made that big offering. Then what happened? They did a big yajna and they worshipped. And then when the worship was over, Krishna himself appeared as the predominating deity over Giriraj, huge form. And he ate all the offerings. When he finished all the cooked food, he laughed. And the Brijvasis saw Krishna on the peak of Govardhan Hill, and they took shelter of him, considering them to be their beloved Krishna. So from 5,000 years ago to today, all the Brijvasis, they take shelter of Giriraj, considering that Giriraj is not different from Krishna. They take shelter means they pray to him, they do prikrama of him, they worship of him. Every Brijvasi offers their food to Giriraj also. So that means that all the gopis and mandris and sakis and cowboys, they all were worshipping Giriraj. And maybe taking a small, like Prabhupada says in one purport in 10th canto, he says, sometimes great devotees of the Lord, they take a small shila, of course we don't recommend it, but they take a small shila from Govardhan and take it in their house, and they worship is not different from Krishna, Krishnamurti. Giriraj is Krishna. So he's saying great devotees. Well, the gopis are also great devotees. And the Brijvasis 5,000 years ago. So they also took Govardhan Shilas. And since 5,000 years, all the Brijvasis have had Govardhan Shilas in their house. And they're worshipping him as not different from Krishna. So this is a very, you know, this is how special Giriraj is. This is what it means to be a Brijvasi. To be a Brijvasi means to worship Giriraj. To do Prikma of Giriraj, to worship Giriraj. If you don't have a Giriraj Shila, you can get a photograph of Giriraj. This is, Giriraj is special because he is the greatest devotee of the Lord, Haridas Varya. By worshipping Giriraj, one can attain the service of Radharani and the service of Radha and Krishna. So this has all happened. So then, when Krishna appeared on the top of Govardhan Hill, then all the Brijvasis said, "How can we serve you?" So now we're all sitting here, and Giriraj is manifested so beautifully here. We can say, "Giriraj, how can I serve you? How can I serve you?" We should pray, everyone should pray for a minute. Because everyone's doing their service, they're chanting their japa, they're cooking their children, their books, their temples, there's so many things. But now pray to Giriraj. Let's take a minute out, and everyone, a moment of Brijbasi silence. Vrindavan silence, which is impossible. But a moment of so-called silence. I mean, and we'll pray to Giriraj. "Giriraj, please, how do you want me to serve you? How can I serve you?" So then Govardhan answered the Brijvasis. Krishna replied, the huge form of Krishna manifested from Govardhan Hill is just like Krishna. He replied in a voice from Govardhan Hill, "If you respect me," Giriraj said, "if you respect me, then worship me by worshipping cows. Go Mata, go Seva." And then he said, "Listen, all Brijvasis." Brijvasis means what? Brijvasis means pure devotees of Radha and Krishna. This is Brijvasis. Do we want to become Brijvasis? Yes. Has Lord Chaitanya traveled all over India, and then his branches of his tree have traveled all over the world to attract everyone to become Brijvasis? Become servants of Krishna and Balaram and Radha and Krishna and Yashoda and Nanda. Come to Vrindavan and serve eternally. So Krishna is saying that, "I am your worshipful Lord. I am the one who fulfills all your desires." So first of all, Giriraj fulfills all desires. He's the worshipful Lord. We have so many desires. We say all the cup of riksha trees of Vrindavan, the wish-fulfilling trees. Well, Giriraj is a wish-fulfilling mountain. We have wish-fulfilling trees and wishing wells. They have these wells where you put some coin inside, you have in Russia. You go, there's a well, and you go and make some wish and throw some rupee or coin. They have? It's a European thing. They have in Europe. They have in India. In India, they throw in rivers and lakes. In America, they have these some famous well, and they make, I wish my wife would behave herself, or I wish my husband would give me more money or whatever, you know, make more money, and they throw some coin in. So Krishna, he's here as Giriraj to fulfill our desires. "I will always help all of you who show great devotion for me. You should all arrange circumambulation of me along with the cows and calves. I will become very pleased." So after the Brijvasis did Prikma, the predominating deity of Govardhan Hill disappeared. So here we have a summary here that as devotees, as aspiring Brijvasis, we can learn that Krishna is very pleased by someone who worships the cows. And Krishna, is in his form of Giri Govardhan, he says directly, he says, "I fulfill the desires of my devotees." We know generically that this is Chintamani Bhumi, that this is Chintamani, that this just Brajaraj is thought gems. Whatever you're thinking, that can become manifested or fulfilled. And these Kalpa, Briksha, these trees fulfill desires. And that's a general understood statement. But here Krishna is telling directly in the Hari Vamsa Purana that as Giriraj, in my form of Giri Govardhan, I fulfill the desires of devotees. Devotees. And devotees' desires are simply to love Radha and Krishna with pure hearts and pure minds, without distraction, without inattention, without deviation, without laziness, without doubts, without confusion, without lack of strength, without lack of determination. We pray, devotees want this. And then he says, I am your protector. So consequently, so how big was Giri Govardhan when they did Parikrama? He was 3.5 kilometers high. So now he's about 35 feet or so. 10 meters, 20, 50 meters. 50 meters, he was 3.5 kilometers upside, going up such a high mountain. 3.5 kilometers. So let's read, we'll read a little bit about Indra attacking Giriraj. It's like a fight, it's a fight scene. Indra was upset over his puja was cancelled, so he released his Sambartika clouds to destroy Braj. The clouds had many colors and shapes. Some were black clouds and red clouds and yellow and green, blue and white. It must have been an amazing sight, psychedelic skyline. I mean, the Vrishvasis said, wow. I mean, they were getting rained on and pelted and devastated. And Indra was ill-motivated. He wanted to destroy all of Braj. But he certainly did it in a very colorful way. It's like some terrorist coming and he wants to, you know, shoot everybody down. But first he throws holy colors. Ho, ho, holy, hey, purple, yellow, green. He shoots everybody down. It's like, so he comes, and Vrishvasi says, wow, I've never seen green clouds before. And then Mother Yashoda said, what are you smoking? what is going on here? Green clouds and this and that. The furious clouds thundered loudly and showered rain. The raindrops were as big as elephants. And Krishna playfully lifted Govardhan Hill with his left hand and he balanced on his pinky like a child effortlessly lifting a mushroom. Krishna ordered the Sudarshan Chakra to evaporate all the falling water, and Ananta Shesha coiled himself around the perimeter of Govardhan Hill to prevent incoming flooding like a dam or a boundary wall. So it's like Govardhan Hill, Krishna's lifting it, and the rain was filling up all the valleys, so the water was rising in the valleys higher and higher, and soon it's going to come over where they are, reach a higher level where this mountain is, and then everybody be under the water. So then Ananta Shesh, Balaram's form is a huge serpent, he encircled the entire Govardhan Hill. With his huge body expanded. So when the water was rising, it hit this dam, so it couldn't come inside where Krishna was with all the Vrishvasis. So it was a very wonderful arrangement. And so that's, Krishna's not too much concerned about that. One thing I wanted to do is, there's some nice passages I noticed in Nectar Devotion, something I want to quote here. There's different sections it mentions about different places in Braj. So I thought it'd be nice to read about that. Because here it's talking about Saptik Bhavs. And the one here is that during this, when this whole devastation was going on, the Govardhan Leela, then there's eight symptoms of ecstasy. One is perspiring, crying, trembling, voice choking up. You've heard these. So one is shwed, or perspiring. So perspiration due to anger was exhibited by Garuda. So when all this was going on, it was a really big happening. So even the demigods were quite aware of this whole thing, that Indra was trying to destroy Vrindavan, and Krishna was there, and the Sarvavatari is here with his Leela. Everyone was aware. It was, as news spreads in the human society, everyone hears about Japan and this and that, and whatever's going on over there. So news also spreads in the celestial society of the Devas and demigods. Oh, big news in Vrindavan. You know, this Indra's trying to destroy Vrindavan. Krishna's, oh, really? So then Garuda came. He said, well, let me check. Well, let me fly down there and see what's happening. So he became very angry because he saw, when he was observing the incident above the clouds, Because I was angry, he started perspiring. So this is another little interesting scene to see in the movie of Govardhan Leela, that you see the Vrishvasis under the hill and Krishna standing there. These are typical scenes we've seen. But then above the clouds, way up there somewhere, above all the Samvartika clouds, Garuda's there like this. You know, and he's angry. So when you get angry, you get hot. When you get hot, you start perspiring. Either to the anger or, you know, summer sun in Vrindavan or whatever. So this is a nice image that even Garuda's there. He's like, he's waiting. Okay, this is Krishna Leela. This is not Aishwarya Leela. This is Krishna's sweet Vrindavan Leela. I'm the Viman of Vishnu. And Krishna doesn't have any Viman. He just walks on his bare feet. And Vishnu never touches the ground. Vishnu sits on my back and flies all around the world. And I'm his Viman, his carrier. But Krishna walks on his own feet. And it leaves his footprints all over the land of Vrindavan. So I don't have any service in Braj Leela. But he's angry. So this is a very nice point. So then he explains how Giriraj defeats Indra, as everyone knows. But this is nicely described here also. And then Giriraj Dharanaki. At the end of the seventh day, while Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, Indra, he decided to come personally, because he sent all his associates, all his clouds, his rain, his thunderbolts, everything, to destroy Vrindavan. It wasn't successful at all. They all came back crying. They weren't successful. So then he decided, I will go myself. So he arrived with his personal armies, full of battle regalia. He was very proud of his strength. He thought that he could easily defeat these mere human beings, the Brijvasis associating with Krishna. Krishna's just a little kid. When the Samvartika clouds came back from Braj, they were like wounded elephants. They were crying. Because what happened was, on the top of Govardhan Hill, there were many lions were wandering, huge lions. And when these clouds were raining on them, they were getting all wet. And as you know, cats don't like to get wet. Right? Cats don't like to get wet. So they say, what is this? You're getting us all wet. So these huge lions, these called Shabara, these kind of these, like we have these, Shabara is a type of special lion, has like six legs and three heads or something. It's described in ancient literature of India, Puranas, Shabara, very huge, ferocious lion. There's Makara and Shabara and all these creatures. Timingila fish that swallow whales. Maybe you heard Timingila. Huge creatures. So they were on the top, so they were taking their paws and they're scratching the clouds, the Samvartika, and they were getting wounded. It's like a lion fighting an elephant. The clouds were huge like elephants, huge clouds, and the lions go around. So they were like defending Giriraj and they were angry. So these clouds are complaining. Seeing all his efforts failing, all his wind, rain, everything failed, Indra came in person to destroy Nanda's village. And then he raised his famous thunderbolt weapon. Indra's thunderbolt weapon. And he was about to throw it and release it. And what happened? Suddenly, both his arms and the mighty thunderbolt in Indra's hand became paralyzed by some invisible force. Indra struggled to free himself, but there was no result, and he looked like a toy suspended in the sky. I thought this is his greatest weapon, and he went to throw it, and he couldn't do anything. He's just frozen in sky. Because it's Yogamaya Shakti. Krishna's Yogamaya Shakti is always there, protecting Krishna. It's also explained in Vishnu Chakravarti that when Krishna was in Nandagram coming here, the rain that he was coming, and some rains, you know, were coming also before that. And it says that the rain started falling because he was angry. Andrew was already angry before Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. It's in the Tikas of 10th Canto. So Krishna came from Nandagram, ran down here, and said he didn't even, one raindrop didn't even fall on Krishna. By his special potency, all the raindrops, not even one raindrop touched him. This is inconceivable potency of Krishna. So now during this Leela, then there's so many entries which are mentioned from the Nectar Devotion. One of these qualities of Krishna, 64 qualities, one of them is shyness. And that quality was displayed here, especially at Govardhan. And I want to read that for Nectar Devotion. Because this Nectar Devotion is probably the most important book for all of us, from beginning all the way to Prem, because it cultivates us in the rules and regulations and ultimately cultivates our heart. Everyone knows that pastime, Krishna's shyness? Rupa Goswami describes Krishna's quality of shyness. When he was lifting Govardhan Hill, Krishna was standing there, and everyone, of course, he was on a high point. He was actually on that place where he was standing. The Indra Tila is there. He was worshipped over there. It was over more down that place. I mean, towards Aniyur was where he was standing. There's a little raised area. That's where Krishna was actually standing. And it's a high place, so everyone was below him. So while he was standing, lifting over on hill, Krishna was looking like this and like that. And his Nectar Devotion said he was glancing over the beautiful raised breast of Radhika. And then he got excited and he loosened his hold on Govardhan. He got a little nervous looking at Radharani, and he started like this, and Govardhan started toppling like this. All the gopas, they immediately stuck up their sticks. This is a prop. And Balaram started laughing at this. So Balaram was laughing at the scene. So Krishna was looking at the gopis, and he felt a little bit shy. You know, he showed Laja Bhav. And then he glanced and he saw his brother, and his brother was going, ha, ha, ha. Oh, my brother's laughing at, my brother must have seen me looking at these, at Radhika. And now he wonders what kind of younger brother he has. And he became very shy. He kind of hung his head down and got very serious. So Krishna, Balaram was laughing, not because he didn't actually see Krishna, because Yogamaya is not going to allow him to see that. Yogamaya won't let Balaram see Krishna when he's with Radhika like that. So then, but he was laughing because the coward men were holding their sticks up, thinking that they think that Krishna may drop the hill. They don't understand. He's Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra. They don't understand. So he was laughing at that. So he felt embarrassed and he showed this quality. Everyone was seeing him differently when Krishna was holding Govardhan Hill. They were looking at Krishna with different moods, because that's how we see. It's called Bhav Drishti. We see anyone according to our Bhav. Like you look at, like a husband may look at so many women, but he looks at his wife, it's a different way, because he has a relationship, an established relationship, a loving relationship with his wife. So that Bhav is expressed through his Drishti. So we as devotees, we come to the Madhyam platform, we're supposed to have Madhyam Bhakta Drishti. We're supposed to have the vision of a Madhyam Bhakta. It means that we see our Ishtadeva in everybody's heart. So we start displaying love towards the Vaishnavas. That's the Madhyam. The Madhyam Adhikari starts displaying love towards the Vaishnavas. Why? Because he sees that the Vaishnavas are shelter of his Ishtadeva. He sees that Radha Giridharya, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madhava, Radha Shamasundar are in the hearts of the devotees. And appreciating the realization and presence of his Ishtadeva within the hearts of the devotees, then he wants to worship them. He wants the Dati Pratigrinati. Bhunte Bhojayate Chava. He wants to give gifts to the devotees. He wants to give prasadam to the devotees. He wants to give kind words and love and appreciation to the devotees. So this is the Madhyam. So it's explained that when Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, when they saw Govardhan was trembling, when Krishna was inattentive and started trembling, they thought, oh, our small boy, he's so tired. How can he do it? We better put up our sticks to balance Govardhan Hill and hold it. But then the coward boys, the suckers, when they saw, what did they say? When they saw Krishna trembling like that, ah, what is this, Krishna? Look at the Lala, look at this Kaniya. He's such a weakling, he can't even hold this little hill up. Come on, hey boys, let's put up our sticks and help him out. I knew he couldn't do it. He's so boastful, he's always boasting, I'll do it, I'll lift the hill, get under the hill. Now let's see, after one day he's already going, ah. He's already trembling, he can't bear the weight. Actually, Krishna can bear the weight of Govardhan Hill, but he can't bear the weight of pure love. When Krishna has to lift that weight of pure love, then he And he becomes Tribhanga. Tribhanga. Tribhanga Lalitam Tribhanga Lalitam Niyapakshita. Says in that he's Krishna's Tribhanga. He stands in threefold bending form. Why is that? Because he's lazy. He's resting one leg and standing on the other leg. He's trying to look cool. It's like a cool way to look. Or he's in Ashtavakra's, Ashtavakra Muni Sampradaya. Ashtavakra Muni is Ashtavakra. Ashta means eight and Vakra means parts, you know, the body. So Ashtavakra is bent in eight places. But Krishna's not in his Sampradaya. It says the Acharyas say that Krishna stands like this because he's carrying a heavy weight. The heavy weight of his devotee's love. Love makes one bend. Fruits, a tree is full of fruits bends over. Because it can't bear the weight of its fruits. Usually it's standing like this, a tree. When it's laden with 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 mangoes, like a ripe mango tree can have 5,000 mangoes. So when it's fully laden with ripened mangoes, then the tree goes like this. Chinā arapi suni chena taroriva sahishnuna. Kirtaniya Sadhavi. So this is, they're seeing like this. And then one boys are joking, hey, Subal should have lifted the hill. We can never depend on Krishna. He loses all the time whenever we wrestle. We should have asked, hey, Subal, why don't you do it? He's always losing when we compete in running and wrestling. Hey, Krishna, hand the hill over to Subal. We'll massage your arm and relieve you from your fatigue. During lifting of Govardhan Hill, Krishna displays so much mystic power and opulence in Aishwarya, yet Krishna remains such a small two-armed form. He didn't manifest forearms, chakra, and club like in Dwarka Leela. All the Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are Nara Leela, they're human-like, full of sweetness and madhurya. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days with the pinky of his left hand, like an elephant lifts a lotus flower. That's nice. An elephant lifting a lotus flower. Like Gajendra, in 8th canto of Bhagavatam, he's lifting a lotus flower with his trunk, offering to Vishnu. So Giriraj is Giriraj, well let's think of this. The Acharyas are giving this idea. So in one sense we could say that Krishna, like a boy, if he loves a girl, he'll go in a garden. Radhisham. He'll go in a garden and he'll pick a flower. See, this is a very beautiful rose. I'm going to pick this flower and offer it to my girlfriend. Well, let's say my wife. Believe it or not. So then he takes it. So Krishna, he's lifting this Govardhan Hill like a lotus flower and he's offering it to Radharani. See, Radharani, see? This is like a lotus, this Govardhan is like a lotus flower. In my hand, I'm offering it. So this lotus flower, in one sense, is an offering. When Krishna lifts the Govardhan Hill, it's like an elephant lifting a lotus. He lifts the lotus of Govardhan Hill and says, Radharani, this is for you. So Krishna is offering Govardhan Hill to Radharani. And she accepts it and she surrounds Govardhan Hill as Gunjamala. Gunja, Gunjamala. She says, yes, I accept your offering and surround you with mine. So Radharani is accepting Krishna's offering and then she becomes Gunjamala. When Lord Chaitanya gave his Govardhan Shila to Das Goswami, he said, I'm giving you shelter, Sakshat Prajendranandan Krishna. And then I'm giving you this Gunjamala. This Gunjamala is the lotus feet, represents the lotus feet of Radharani. Nitaigor, Nitaigor. Nitaigor, Nitaigor. So then, who held up Govardhan Hill? Krishna! There's not too many choices, right? Krishna. What are some choices? Krishna.
Radha.
Radha. Or? Coward boys. Huh? What'd she say? Prijvasis. Govardhan himself held himself up. Like, you ever see yogis? They fly around on carpets. The traditional Indian yogi flies in a carpet. So Govardhan says, hey, Lagima City, I went to a TM course, you know? Went to a TM course, I learned how to levitate. So let me practice. And the whole came up. So what did they say? All the different Brijvasis thought that they were at, every single Brijvasi thought that he was holding up Govardhan Hill. Just like every temple president, he thinks that he's like holding up his temple. Every temple president thinks, I'm holding up my temple. If I wasn't here, it would fall apart. I'm so special. I'm so expert, manager, organizer. So every Brijvasi thought the same thing. Yes, I'm holding up the Govardhan Hill. The boys are holding their sticks. Where's my stick? And they would say, don't fall, stay up there. Nanda Maharaj, who his worshipful deity is Lord Narayan, he was praying to Lord Narayan, oh Lord Narayan, please don't let this mountain fall. And the Brajagopis, they were thinking, actually, we're holding up Govardhan Hill. How are we holding up? Piercing sidelong glances. So, the gopis were looking at Giriraj with sidelong glances and said, listen, buddy. If you drop down on the top of our Priyatam Sham, we will burn you to ashes. Now you are a mountain, you'll become a pile of rubble and ashes. So watch out. You stay up there above our heads or else. Well, gopis are very powerful. So that's the different people they saw. Now, Nectar Devotion, I want to see some other things here. This is a very favorite book of ours. It's devotion, it's nectar. The promise of Krishna that his devotees are never vanquished. Oh, this is very nice. What does Govardhan Lila show? It shows this Konteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakti Pranashiti. Konteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakti Pranashiti. What does that mean? My devotee, Krishna is declaring it. Hey, Arjun, tell everyone. Hey, Konteya. Hey, Arjun. This is Bhagavad Gita, no? He said, listen, you tell them because no one believes me. I'm from Vrindavan. I'm from UP. And everybody from UP is a liar. So if I tell these heroes and soldiers here at Kurukshetra that, you know, I know my devotees don't perish, oh, you're from UP, oh, you're a big liar, big time liar. So then he said, you tell him. So this is actually proven by this Govardhan Leela that Krishna protects his devotees. The promise that the devotees are never vanquished has been previously admitted by Indra when he was defeated in Govardhan Leela. He became angry when Krishna stopped the worship, and he inundated Vrindavan with continuous rains. Krishna protected all the animals and citizens by lifting Govardhan Hill, which served as an umbrella. Indra surrendered to Krishna and offered many prayers, which he admitted. O my Lord, by your lifting Govardhan Hill and protecting the citizens of Vrindavan, you have kept your promise that your devotees are never vanquished. So this was realized by Indra. Devotees are never vanquished. So this means he's taking shelter. We take shelter of someone who can really protect us. If you take shelter of a 98-pound weakling, you won't have much source of protection. But Giriraj is big, he's huge, he's powerful, he's defeated Indra. And no one else even challenged him afterwards. So this is a nice point is established by this Leela also. And let's see, what else? Nectar Devotion, actually there's hundreds of entries here about the different Leela places I was noticing. These are different qualities of Krishna, these are his traits. He has transcendental beauty and he's decorated. These decorations were manifested. Krishna is very decorated with qualities of being merciful to the unfortunate, very powerful, superior, chivalrous, enthusiastic, expert and truthful. All of these qualities of Krishna were manifested during his Govardhan Leela. Krishna was thinking when Indra came, let me retaliate against this vengeance of Indra by destroying his heavenly kingdom. But then later on, Krishna thought, this Indra, Tushabhat. He's so insignificant. Why should I waste my energy destroying his Indraloka? Krishna changed his mind, and he felt merciful toward Indra. No one is able to tolerate the anger of Krishna. So instead of retaliating against Indra, he simply showed compassion to all his friends in Vrindavan by lifting Govardhan Hill to protect them. So he could have said, oh, like revenge. Hey, you're attacking me. Hey, I know who I am. You're insignificant. I'll just finish you. Okay, let me tolerate. You're also my devotee. I'll tolerate. So this shows his different qualities are being displayed by this Leela. This is an example of, in Vatsalya Bhav, there's different ecstatic symptoms. One has to become stumped. Stunned, which is stumba. This is one of the 8 symptoms of ecstasy. And so it says here that when she saw Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, she hesitated to embrace Krishna and she became stunned. The dangerous position that Krishna accepted by lifting Govardhan Hill brought tears to Yashoda's eyes. With her tears, eyes filled with tears, she could not see Krishna anymore. And because her throat was choked up by anxiety, she could not even instruct Krishna as to what he should do in that position. This is a symptom of becoming stunned in ecstatic love. So everyone had different experiences when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. So she also experienced sattvic vikars in Vatsalya Bhav. She wanted to say something, her voice became choked up, and she was just crying. She couldn't even see Krishna. This very nice image is described here in this mood. These are the moods of devotion. By hearing about the moods of the devotees and their loving sentiments towards Krishna, these sentiments and love, they come in our hearts like drops. If you go out in the rain, it's raining outside your house, and you walk outside, it starts off sometimes very light rain, sprinkling. And you go out, it's very light rain. Then you come back in your house, now it's very heavy. It sometimes changes. So if you go out and get a few drops, a few sprinkles, you'll still see, I'm wet, there's some sprinkles. And then they stay for some time and they dry up. So that's the sprinkling effect. The sprinkling effect of Harikatha is like that. We hear about, our goal is Krishna Prema, pure love, in different bhavas or stahibhav. Relationship as mother, friend, lover, servant, gopi mandri, etc. Vatsalya bhav. So when we hear about these loving exchanges, it comes like sprinkles in our heart. It falls in the dry dirt of our hearts, the dry sandy deserts of our hearts. We need lots of sprinkling, lots of watering to become softened. So that's why nectar devotion is there. It's so much full of these beautiful thoughts and ideas. Now this is one of the elderly gopis. She said to Mother Yashoda, hey, Janani, just see the fun. On one hand, your child who is always captivated by sucking the milk from your breast. On the other hand, there's this huge Govardhan Hill, which can obstruct the passing of the clouds. But still, see how wonderful it is that this Govardhan Hill is resting on the finger of your child's hand as though it were a toy. Isn't this very mysterious? So when the elderly gopis were seeing this, they were astonished by the direct perception of Krishna's Leela. Anyway, there's so many entries you can try and see. But we get astonished when we don't get enough lunch. When we don't get enough prasadam, we get astonished. When Krishna was lifting up Govardhan Hill, his hair became scattered over his shoulders and he appeared to be perspiring. So generally when they show Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, he usually has his top knot or his hair is behind. You don't really see. But actually, Nectar Devotion is describing his hair was scattered over his shoulders. It means it was loose. Usually Krishna's hair is tied in a top knot. You know the top knot? It means like this. It's all pulled up. You know, it's long. It's pulled up like that. The hair goes down to here. So when he lifted up the Govardhan Hill, in that ecstasy or whatever, lifting it, then his top knot became loose and his hair was all scattered like this. I've never seen any painting like that. Anyone's ever seen? Ever seen this Krishna scattered here? It's right here. His hair was scattered over his shoulders and he appeared to be perspiring. When Mother Yashoda saw this scene, she began to tremble. She, with broadened eyes, she was looking at her son. And when she was looking at her son, what did Krishna do? Because Krishna is always reciprocating. As much as we love Krishna, he reciprocates with us. Yeya tamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam mama vartnatavartante. He says that as you surrender unto me, I reciprocate accordingly. So Krishna is very interactive. We talk about interactive program, PowerPoint program, interactive. So there's no one more interactive than Krishna. If we take one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards us. He's the most interactive. So here, Mother Yashoda, she's looking at him, she's worried, and she's feeling so much different feelings. So then Krishna starts looking at Mother Yashoda and starts making different facial caricatures. Facial caricatures means he starts moving his face in different ways, like I'm not doing anything at all. Listen, Mom. Listen, Mata, Mom, Mama, this is not, no problem at all. He's like, and then, in other words, he's making faces, facial caricatures, means that he's making faces which will make her laugh and relax. Oh, it's okay. It's a very sweet scene to meditate on. Seeing this, Mother Yashoda became very happy and smiled in reciprocation. But again, when she thought that Krishna was holding up the hill for such an extremely long time, her clothes became soaked with perspiration. Then there's a prayer here by Rupa Goswami. May Mother Yashoda, Prajeshri, protect the whole universe by her infinite mercy. So Vatsalya Bhava is the Mukhya Rasa, the main rasa, and it's mixed with dread, wonder, laughter, and compassion. All these different feelings are mixed together. It's a very nice entry. So now when the hill is being set down, this is described also in Coward Boys. It's right here. They took part in setting down the hill when it was all over. The Coward Boys of Krishna, they think they're as good as Krishna. When Krishna was holding up the hill, one of his coward friends said, "Hey, Sakha, you've been standing for 7 days and nights without any rest. This is very troublesome for us, because we have seen that you've taken a very difficult task. You shouldn't continue holding that hill any longer. Just transfer it to Sudama's hand. We are very much aggrieved to see you in this position. If you think that Sudama cannot support Govardhan Hill, at least you should change hands. Instead of supporting with your left hand, put it on your right. And then we can give your left hand a massage. This is an instance of intimacy showing how much the gopas consider themselves equal to Krishna." So this is a very nice description of how they were reacting when Krishna was sitting down the hill. And that's also described here in one of the Puranas here. It's described. At the end of Govardhan Leela, before Krishna placed Govardhan Hill back on earth, all the Braja Gopis and cows, they left the shelter of Govardhan Hill. So Krishna's holding the hill, the rain stopped, the inundation was over, and everybody left. All the cows and coward boys, most everybody. Many of Krishna's personal friends, they remained underneath the hill, supporting Govardhan Hill with their sticks, as they had done for the previous 7 days. Because how can, Krishna was telling everyone, go, go. And many of them were actually hesitating. Because who wants to go away from Krishna? No, Prabhupada has a book called On the Way to Krishna. Yes? On the Way to Krishna. There's no book on the way away from Krishna. Going away from Krishna. Point is, no one wants to leave. So when Krishna was saying, everyone, jao, jao, go, go, it's over now. I want to put the hill down. No. So gradually they were, but the coward boys were saying, no, no, we're staying here. We're doing some important service. Because the gopis weren't directly holding up the hill, so then they went out. So they could engage in other leelas afterwards of Krishna. So they started arguing. So his personal friends were there. And Giridhari said, "Listen, boys, go out now so I can put the mountain back on the ground." "No, no, no. We have also been holding this mountain for 7 days. So first you go out, Krishna, then we'll put the mountain down." The Gopas believed firmly that they were actually helping hold up Govardhan Hill. And they feared, they were very much afraid that if they take down their sticks and leave, go out from the hill, that Krishna may, the hill may fall on his head. they had this mood. So then Krishna said, all right. You want me to go out, leave the hill, and you'll hold it with your sticks. Is that your proposal? Is that what you're saying? Say yes. Yes. Anyway, yes. So then Krishna says, all right. And then the boys are like this. So then Krishna takes, he just moves his hand a little bit, and the hill comes on their sticks. Ah! And the boys, oh no! They start crying. Oh! And then Krishna, some of them fell to the ground immediately, devastated. Then smiling mischievously, Krishna raised his friends with his right hand, and with his other hand, he put the hill back where it was. He took the hill from them. So this way, Krishna, he eventually put the hill down. And that was the end of that Leela. So then, of course, Krishna was bathed, and that's very beautifully described in so many places, especially in Nanda Vrindavan Champu. And it's described very beautifully there. This is, of course, we can read that also, because these are nice things to hear over in the. I don't think anyone remembers probably half the things we were hearing, although we've said it before. All the demigods, the wives of the demigods, the rishis, apsaras, and the munis like Narada, they came and performed an abhishek of Krishna right here at this place. It's actually over there, behind that ashram. There's a hill, a little hillock. It's called Indratila. It's a raised area where Krishna sat on a singhasan. Actually, Govinda, he sat on the. All the shilas and stones of Govardhan, they became the singhasan, and Krishna sat there. Varuna held a pearl and diamond bedecked umbrella above Krishna's head. Vayu and his servants, they fanned Krishna from all sides. The Panchajanya conch shell of Lord Vishnu appeared in human form, and they blew conch shells in all directions. Lord Narayan descended himself as unlimited ghee lamps to worship Krishna. The seven oceans and the rivers and holy lakes, they manifested celestial forms of devis carrying golden pots with their own sacred waters, Sahasra Tirtha Jal. Bhumi Mata brought seven pots of precious jewels and seven plates and seven kinds of earth. Auspicious trees like banyan and peepal came in person offering new leaves to Krishna. The devis from the forest, they brought pots of fruit juice, honey, and coconut water. Many kalpa rikshas and kamadhenus assumed human forms and stood with folded hands. Mount Sumeru offered a set of clothes made of gold. Mansarovara offered a garland of golden lotus flowers. Agni manifested fragrant incense. Everywhere there was beautiful incense blowing. This is right here, happening. Garuda came. Now see, Garuda had a chance to do some service now. After the whole Leela was over, then Garuda came and he spread his golden wings over the rocks of Govardhan where Krishna was getting his abhishek. He spread his huge golden wings. Became a canopy like an umbrella over Krishna's head. Surabhi came and gave Panchagavya. There's a Surabhi cow there. The chaste celestial ladies Aditi, Parvati, Arundhati, Anusuya, Gayatri Devi, and Saraswati, they bathed Krishna with Panchagavya, then Panchamrit. Then they applied fragrant oils and powders on Krishna. The four Kumaras, they bathe Krishna with Ganga Jal. Finally, the Universal Mothers held large plate with 1,000 holes in the bottom. This is when they do the snan, you see Radha Madhava, they have a big plate with so many holes. It's called the Sahasra Tirtha Jal. Over Krishna's head. Many celestial virgins dried Krishna's body. That's a pretty interesting engagement. The Kanyas from around the higher planets, the demigoddesses. Because it says that there's 20 different types of personalities that became gopis in Krishna's Leela. And different kalpas. It's described in Garga Samhita. So it says there that also some of the gopis, some of the ladies that became gopis in Krishna's Leela to dance and enjoy with Krishna, they were demigods, demigods and demigoddesses. So this is an example that they came down, these virgin girls from the heavenly planets, they came down and they were actually drying Krishna's body with towels after his Abhishek. And of course, having that association and being in Braj, they developed a desire that they could also become gopis and render more intimate personal service to Krishna, and that desire was fulfilled because they became gopis and the kalpa, next kalpa of Krishna's Leela. And they dressed Krishna in fresh clothes and they adorned him with sandalwood, flower garlands, and ornaments. While all this grand puja was going on, Krishna was just tolerating, but he is not much interested. The absence, because Krishna was sitting there on these rocks over here in Indratila getting Abhishek, all the demigods, all the celestials, all the munis and rishis, so much Aishwarya and opulence and pomp and grandeur and puja and conchal, ha, 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 ding, 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 om, this, om, this, that, this, that, all kinds of mantras. Om tad vishnu param param sada pasyanti. Jiva chakshratatam tadvi praso jigivam sa smidate vishnu yat param param. Om saha saha saha. Om saha. So Krishna was like, oh man. He was tolerating all this, but he was wondering, where are my cows? Where are my gopis? And he was not very happy. Just to please the demigods in Indra, he did this Abhishek here. After the demigods left, Krishna's coward boyfriends came and they picked up the chamaras that were scattered on the ground and all the umbrellas and conchas and other paraphernalia. And curiously, the boys picked them up and they fanned and worshipped Krishna in different ways of great love, all the while singing sweet Brajbhasha songs. So after the formal worship was done by all these demigods and the coward boys, they picked up their things and sang Krishna Kaniya Daujikabaya, and they sing all whatever these Brijbasi songs. And then the demigods had left Braj, they were hiding in the clouds and they were watching the intimate loving puja of the coward boys, and they became ashamed in their attempt to worship Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and other gopas arrived. They were amazed to see all the opulent puja paraphernalia, and they asked the boys the origin. Because it's always like this. The coward men come on the scene, and then they say, what happened? And the coward boys say, oh, well, this happened. They say, get out of here. You guys are exaggerating. It can't be like that. So, no, no. That Krishna came, and he expanded into all the cows and boys, and there's this huge witch came, and then he killed her, and then these trees, Krishna knocked these two trees down, these demigods came out. So the same thing, when the coward men came, they said, where did all these things came from? Oh, you don't know. And then they told him. So what happened? Where all these things came from? Sridham said, listen, Baba, we're out chasing the cows. We don't know exactly what happened here, but we found all these flags and banners and chamaras and umbrellas when we returned. So that's... they didn't know either. They were busy. Krishna was all by himself. When his puja was going on, there wasn't even anybody there. Only Krishna and the demigods. It was just some Leela. Yogamaya does not... these boys have a sweet... that's his whole arrangement of Yogamaya. Even if they were there, they couldn't see it. But Yogamaya arranged for them to be somewhere else and another Krishna to be with them. And then this Krishna, another Krishna was here. This is the amazing... right? Because they can't see that Krishna is God, that he's worshipped by the demigods. They can't see that. That will break up their human-like feelings and their intimacy of their pastimes. Okay, this is an interesting story about a Govardhan Shila and a demon. It sounds like a biography or something. Govardhan Shila, the story of the Govardhan Shila and the demon. This is from the Puran. One day a Brahmin named Vijay, he came on pilgrimage to Vrindavan. He did Parikrama of Govardhan Hill. By chance, he picked up one rock from Govardhan Hill. Then he left Braj Mandal and went back to his place in India somewhere. On the way, he met a terrible demon, a Rakshas. This monster had three heads and a huge nose and six arms and legs. He was drunk. He had red eyes and wild, wiry hair and large, curved fangs. Spontaneously, without even thinking about it, that rock that he held in his hand, he didn't really know what it was. It was just some rock. He picked up this rock and happened to be Govardhan Shila. Smack! He smacked that Rakshas with that rock, which was a Govardhan Shila. And immediately that demon fell down dead. From the dead body of that Rakshas, a beautiful celestial boy appeared and said, "O Brahman, you freed me from this Rakshas body. I am forever indebted to you." The Brahman from South India was completely astonished and bewildered. He was thinking, by touching this stone, this wonderful thing happened. I don't understand. If you know the mystery of this, my dear boy, can you tell me something? I'm totally perplexed by this event. Then oh, saintly boy, please tell me, what was your past life and how you attained, how you became cursed, or how you took this form of a demon, monster, Rakshas? The boy, who is now liberated, said, "In my previous life, I was a wealthy Vaishya, but I became degraded, sinner, and I was always drunk. I killed my parents. I killed my wife, and I took on a prostitute, and I killed her also. While I was hunting, a snake came and bit me, and I died. Yamaraj caught me and punished me. He forced me to take one body as a pig, and one body as a tiger, and one body as a snake. And after 10,000 years, being born in the desert as Rakshasa, when I saw you, I planned to eat you. But you hit me with this Govardhan Shila. Donk!" You have to say that. Donk. Say donk. Donk! "Now I attain perfection. Just then, when the boy finished speaking, the Vishnu Dutas arrived with beautiful chariots, and they carried that liberated soul, that boy, to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Now understanding the glories of Govardhan Hill, that South Indian Brahmin, Vijay, he returned to Govardhan Hill, and he worshipped Govardhan Hill, and he did Parikrama. Giraj Dharanaki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Listen, wait. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Ramo Ramo Hare Hare.
Bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sab log boliye.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ah, Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Too good. Ah. Just need a flute. He's not a flute, man.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.